Open your Bibles to Mark chapter 11. And we will read some of the most powerful scriptures in the Bible about framing your world with the Word of God. There are some changes going to be made this morning in your life. There are some simple instruction that you're going to bring a change in your life. Very simple instruction that you have to keep going all the time in order to keep your life in place.
Yes, sir.
If you don't keep these simple instructions going, it doesn't matter whether you're praying or not, you're gonna get out of socket. Even praying, even coming to church, your life will get off trail and get out of socket because there's some things that the enemy is using against you that he's going to be exposed this morning. Not only he's going to be exposed, but it's going to be explained clearly enough for you to stop him. And he tries all of us. All right. So very, very, it's very simple, but yet it's not carried out like it should in the church. Therefore, there's a lot of things going on in the church that should not be going on. And it doesn't mean it's bad people. I'm going to use a word that's going to be kind of insulting, but it's ignorance. It's spiritual ignorance. And once you become spiritual aware, spiritual wise, everybody say spiritual wise. Yeah, you're not, the enemy is not going to play game with your life no more. One way I've said this morning, you're about to put your shoes on. Behold, I give you power. Tread on serpent and scorpion, and the power of the enemy do you no harm, right?
Yes.
Satan don't supposed to be walking on us. We supposed to be walking on him. And it's very simple. It's very simple, but yet you have to be aware of it all the days of your life. That you're not dealing with one part. You're not dealing with one part. And if you try to deal with one part, that's why Satan will catch you in one of the other parts.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Your physical, mental, and spiritual. Your physical man, your mental man, and your spirit man. Your physical man, mental man, and spirit man has to be watched over all the time. Very simple. Very simple, but yet complicated, because a lot of time we pray in tongues 3 hours, but yet that physical man is acting a fool. Or that mental man is making some type of suggestion for you to do that is not right. So we want to go to part two on how to frame your world, or frame your life with the Word of God on a daily basis. And you got to keep doing it the rest of your life. You can't say, I got it. You got it Tuesday and think you got it Thursday. Every day you got to face it that way. So in Mark 11, 22, these verses are powerful faith verses. We've used them many times. It says, and Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, you're a mountain mover. be thou removed. Remember, remember, you're a mountain mover.
Yes, sir.
Something that seemed big blocking you. But if you handle it physically, mentally, and spiritually, remember those three things, physically, mentally, and spiritually, you'll be able to move the mountain.
Yes, sir.
I believe some mountain going to be moved this morning. And I want to name them right, Satanic Mountain, that Satan tried to build in our lives. But we got power. I say we have power as children of God to move any mountain that Satan has placed in our lives. See, he either placed it physically or mentally. See, these lives can't be run by senses. These lives can't be run by academic. These lives cannot be run psychologically. These lives had to be run spiritually. You have to be led and fed by the Spirit of God. And because you're a Christian, you have that right. But you're going to have to be taught. You're going to have revelation. You're going to have to make application. You're going to have to receive manifestation. You got to receive demonstration from God.
Yes.
Not just what I'm doing every day. You're going to have a spirit world that you understand.
Yes.
And you can do it. Look at the person next to him, tell them you can do it.
Yes.
How many of y'all say you're born of God? Born of the Spirit.
Yes.
That's almost the whole house. Online, many hands I see up. All right, so we're going to build, frame our world, frame our life with the Word of God. It's going to take grace. It's going to take faith. Grace means it's paid for. Faith means it's mine. Grace means it's paid for. Faith means it's mine. Mercy means God walking alongside me to help me receive what is rightly mine. So we got grace, faith, and mercy. All right? Now, when he said have faith in God, then it explained what it means to have faith in God. Here in the 23rd verse, it says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever what? Shall what?
Say
unto this. And I like what he's talking to, a mountain. Not no mole, not no little hill, but a mountain. Let you know you can handle it. Be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things what you say shall come to pass. And then the 24th voice moved from saying to praying. Therefore I say unto you, Jesus talking, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. That means I can have what I want, right? All right. Then look at the 25th voice. Before we go to work. When you stand praying, forgive. You got anybody you need to forgive? You if you don't, you're living in another world. Everybody got somebody that they need to forgive. Even though some of y'all are nice people and you stay to yourself, but you still got somebody you need to forgive. If you have ought against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespass. So you got to forgive. Faith won't work without forgiveness. All right, you may be seated. Three compartments. Physically, mentally, and spiritually. Listen very carefully. When you go back to Romans chapter 12, go back to Romans chapter 12. And the beginning of what I was saying is is, I want to give it to you this way. You have to frame your world with His Word. And in order to do that, you're going to have God's faith. And what I read to you just now is the God kind of faith. Speak to mountain, mountain got to obey you. Pray and you get your answer. So we have to have God's faith. And we're going to deal with how we are to imitate God's faith. You can't talk about faith without talking about believing. Neither can you talk about faith without talking about saying.
Yes, sir.
So when you talk about faith, you got to think about believing and saying.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir.
In verse 23, back to Mark 11, 23. In verse 23, I better go this way. In verse 23, Jesus mentioned the word saying in some form three times. So he's emphasizing saying over believing. Because that's why people have that bigger problem. What do you say over yourself every day? I know you read the scripture. I know you pray, but what did you say? What type of vision did you put out for Tuesday morning? You need to decree something. You need to say something. Look on my desk in my briefcase. I had my blue decree book with me. See, can you find it? It might be on the seat in the car. I don't know where it's at. You might find it. Keep looking. Most people are framing their world. I'm going to hold my hand up guilty after I say this. I've seen that sometimes. Now, you just do what you want to do. But if you're going to make a change, the Holy Ghost got you early this morning. If you're going to make some changes, you're going to have to make some changes. Most people are framing their world with the wrong words.
Yes, sir.
So we got the ABCs here. There are three simple needs, simple things you need to know to frame your life with the Word of God. How to think right, how to believe right, and how to say or confess right. You're not going to be able to get all this, but I'm going to say a few things out of one of my decree book. It's the 31 Decrees for Blessing for Men by Robert Hopkin, H-O-T-C-H-K-I-N. Here's a decree. Jesus came so that I may have abundance of every good thing in my life. I won't dance on that. I'm overflowing with abundance in every area. Say that. I'm overflowing. God has blessed me with abundance of finances. See, holy people don't want to say that. God has blessed me with abundance of peace, joy, favor, love, patience, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, and kindness. So you're saying this in the morning before you start out. Huh? God has blessed me with abundant health, life, strength, vigor, and vitality. God has blessed me with abundance of wisdom, insight, and understanding. Good God Almighty. Are y'all listening? You saying this, you decreeing this, you got up this morning, you saying this before you leave out.
Yes,
In Christ, I have everything that pertains to life and godliness. Whatever I need in this life, God has given it to me in Christ. Listen to this. No area of my life is in lack. You like that, Dan? I will prosper and know plenty for all of my days. My finances, family, and relationships, work, health, faith, and devotional time, and intimacy with the Lord are all abundantly blessed. Two more I'm going to give you. I set my eyes, my heart, and my thoughts on the kingdom of God. I'm a son of God. Everything in his realm is already mine. Everything in his realm is already mine. All that I will ever need has been added to me in Christ. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
I'm overflowing. With blessing.
With blessing.
Because the Lord
has blessed me
with abundance. You ready for the day?
Yes,
say something.
Yes,
you got to set your day. You got to set your life. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes,
all right. Let's go. I know I need to do that, Lord, all right? Let's go to Romans 12. I might have told you somewhere else, but let me walk through this, all right?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Glory to God!
Glory to God!
My life about to change. Don't sit here and don't pay attention now. Don't sit here and don't pay attention. We in a different phase of ministry. We're not being just taught, but we're being imparted to. All right? Whatever you couldn't stop, you're going to be able to stop it. Whatever you couldn't stop, you're going to be able to start. Come on here. You're going to be able to start it. Listen to what he said. Whatever you couldn't stop, you're going to be able to stop it. Whatever you couldn't start, you're going to be able to start it. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Not by might, nor by my power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Everybody in here want to do what's right. If you're a child of God, you want to do what's right physically, mentally, and spiritually. Everybody in here. And so I'm hearing Satan will not rule your life no more. Tell somebody next to you that. Satan.
No more.
Let me tell you what I'm hearing now. You are designed to bless God at all times. In the light and in the dark. You are a child of the living God. I heard he never lost a battle. I heard nobody never whooped him. Death couldn't whoop him. Sickness and disease couldn't whoop him. Lack couldn't whoop him. No enemy could whoop him. He's on the inside of you. Meaning you can't be whipped. Meaning your losing days are over. Talk to somebody. Say, tell somebody, my losing days are over. I'm going to win every battle.
That's right.
I'm going to override every temptation. I'm going to have you say something three times. Something's going to happen. You ready?
Yes, sir.
I'm holy.
I'm holy.
I'm holy.
I'm holy.
I'm holy.
I'm holy.
Good God Almighty. Now, sit down. Romans 12. We've got to be operated on now. Everybody about to be operated on it. Spiritual operation about to take place. In Romans 12, 1, look at that verse. Romans 12, 1. See, it show you how to frame your world. Romans 12, 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that your pastor, your mama, your daddy, your grandma, your grandpa. No, I beseech you, dear brother, by the mercy of God, that who?
Me.
Present your what?
Body.
And sit up with your spirit now. We ain't talking about no spirit. Your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Have you done that? Have you done that? This morning I want you to do that. I want everybody in here to turn their body over to God. As a living sacrifice. God, dog it, I'm talking to everybody.
Yes.
You turn your body over right now as a living sacrifice unto God. My body gonna be a sacrifice for God. I'ma use my body. I'ma use my body for God. Oh! I'ma use my body for God. I'm not gonna be a punk. I'm not gonna be a whore. I'm going to use my body for God. Oh, you just talk to me. I got to preach. I got to preach. And nobody can turn your body over but you.
That's right.
That you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and something. You see, there's a word here. There's a word here. I know I came out of the street 50-something years ago. And I was a street runner. And I presented my body to God. I ain't been back out there. I ain't going back. So I knew it could be done. I said I did. Nobody was no dirtier than I was. Slick. But there's something on the inside.
Oh, yes.
Watch me, baby. I'm going to say something very simple. There's something on the inside that can change the outside.
Yes.
No. There's somebody on the inside that can change the outside. I say there's somebody. They call his name Jesus. Tell somebody, Jesus on the inside of me. You notice to present your body, the word mercy. The word mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Holy acceptance of God, what you reframe in our life, right?
Yes.
With the word of God, right?
Yes.
So we got to receive mercy that we can handle this body.
Yes. That's good. Yes.
Good.
Yes, sir.
Right.
If your body been getting away from you, that's why we're here today. To tell you you can stop it. Your body will not rule you anymore.
Hallelujah.
I rule my body.
I rule my body.
And I'm telling you right now, it can't be sick. Sickness may be there, but it got to go. I have a healthy body. Say it. Don't be scared to say it. You're framing your world. You're framing your life. Let's go to the second aspect of that frame in the second verse. My. Where's Satan work at? Anybody in here tell me that Satan don't work on your mind, I'm calling you a liar. Stuff cross your mind, but you got to know how to control your mind. And so he said, be not conformed. See, conformed means taking the shape of the circumstance, taking the shift of the invitation, taking the shift of the world. But Satan said, the word said, be not conformed to the world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So you can try to have your body in shape, but your mind not in shape. So if you're going to frame your world, you're going to have to frame your body, and you're going to have to frame your mind. Now let's go to your spirit in the third verse. Then I'm going to show you how to do it. Third verse. Look, he said, for I say through the grace given to me to every man that is among you, not to think himself more highly than he ought to think. Thank him. But to think soberly. According as God has what? See, so you think soberly. Now, you may be seated. How is it going to happen? Hebrews 4:12. Matthew 4:4. Come on, get those two. Hebrews 4:12. You need to be operated on every day. Get on the surgeon table. Lay back and talk to God. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. You need a word operation. Now we've got to go back to Romans 12:3. Romans 12:3. Everybody say, hush. I want somebody to sing a song. Now, let's sing a song. Let's dance a little bit. Ha, ha, ha. You see, you start with your body, Romans 12:1, your mind, Romans 12:2. Now you get how you should operate in the spirit, Romans 12:3. For I say through the grace given to me to every man that is among you, not to think himself more highly than you ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Am I operating in faith? Or am I operating in my body? Am I operating in faith? Or am I operating in my mind? Come on, am I operating in faith? Or am I operating in my body? Or am I operating in my mind? My spirit is the only thing saved. My body ain't saved. My mind not saved. Y'all, we talking about framing your life with the word of God. You understand? Them little tricks be pulled on you. You're a good person, but them tricks be pulled on. Don't let them tricks be pulled on you. And you ain't going to be to say I didn't teach you. And you go back to Hebrews 4:12. I'll get it straight in a minute. Hallelujah. Hebrews 4:12 is the way you be operated on. The word of God is quick. It's alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. That means cutting, you see, piercing. Even the dividing the son of soul and spirit. Nobody divide. Look what they divide. Look what they need to be divided. Yes, sir. I'm going to say something that rhymes. They need to be divided or you're going to be undecided. How many know something about that? I know somebody. Come on. How many have been through with that? If you don't divide them, you're going to be undecided. But the word of God is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And nothing else can do it like the word. See, nothing else can do it. See, for the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. They need to be divided. And of the joint and marrow, look what it said, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hallelujah.
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 Now, with that in mind, I'll get to it, Lord. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Now, I'm about to get a little more spiritual. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you halfway. And I pray God, your whole spirit. Thank God for my spirit. And soul. Thank God for your soul. And body. Thank God for my body. Now you see what happened? You see what happened? If you got your eyes on one part, Satan will get the other part. You're a spirit. You have a soul. And you live in a body. We're talking about, see, we're talking about framing our life with the word of God.
Right.
I know about it through experience. I know it's possible. See, and I know the same, Satan will try to do the same thing to anybody, everybody, all the time. But it's people who have W-I-S-D-O-M can stop him. They know they got power to stop him. They know he can't take their life. They know he can't keep them to the ground. They know if he knock them down, they're getting back up. Because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And the Lord is my shepherd. And I shall not want. Come on, y'all. Y'all ought to be happy about that. He make me lie down in green pastures. Lead me beside still water. Huh? And when I'm not thinking right, he said, he restoreth my soul and leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Here do I walk? Here do I walk? She noticed I'm not running through the valley and the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. Ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. But he is wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquity, chastised my peace upon him. With his stripe, I'm going to say it in street talk. I just ain't going down. When you seem like you're weak, check your physical man out, check your senses out, check your mental man out, and pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit, I said. When you seem like you're getting weak, pray in the spirit, and he's going to bring you back on the right side. Sit down a minute. When you in your right mind, a man can't think he's a woman. Something has happened. Something gone wrong when a man thinks he's a woman. Something gone wrong when a woman thinks she is a man. And I can't even think about being a woman. Woman. I'm a man. Where they come from? They not framing your world and letting the world frame you. Satan got the world system in his hand, and he make you think you somebody else. Keep fighting, girl. In this church that I've been assigned to be the pastor, apostle, and prophet, you're going to get it right. Or you're going to be uncomfortable. This church will make you uncomfortable. In sin, you'll be uncomfortable. And that's what I'm supposed to do. You listening to me? You're the most powerful being on the face of the earth. Not the president. Not the vice president. You are the believer. I don't care what your last name, I don't care what size house you live in, you're the most powerful being. Your house don't make you, you make your house. Your car don't make you, you make your car. That suit don't make you, you make that suit. That dress don't make you, you make that dress. Everybody under my voice is coming out. Everybody under my voice is rising up this morning. I love everybody up in here. Say it. We in this together. So we're going to fight to everybody free. I'm not here to find fault of you. I'm here to point you the right way. Show you how to flush your faults out. Show you how to become a winner again. God got a plan for everybody under my voice. And you're going to walk in that plan. God planned to prosper you, bless you, make you live a long, satisfied life, bring you to a place called heaven. Somebody need to dance a little bit. Hallelujah. I said somebody need to dance a little bit. Won't you stand there looking at me? Dance until you shake it off. Dance until it come on the inside of you. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah.
said, thank God. Thank God. Thank God I still can dance. Sit down and write these notes right quick. I'm going to close out in a minute. I'm going to do a lot. I'm going to put out a lot of information these last few minutes. There are three simple things you need to know to frame your life with the Word of God. How to think right, how to believe right, how to say or confess right. And two other scriptures. John 6:63, I want you, when you, Romans 12:1-3, Hebrews 4:12, 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24, leads you to John 6:63. Yes, Romans 12:1-3, Hebrews 4:12, 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24, leads you to John 6:63 and Matthew 4:4. Man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So those are the ABCs of how to frame your life with the Word of God. For these three principles to work in your life, you must learn to apply them in sequential order. You must think right to believe right. And you must believe right to confess right. If your thinking is wrong, your believing will be wrong, right? If your believing is wrong, your confessing will be wrong. If any of these three principles isn't working correctly, see, that's what happened. Instead of health, you're going to get sickness. Instead of wealth, you're going to get poverty. Instead of joy, you'll get tribulation. So you got to keep all three of them, Romans 12:1-3. The Bible says that death and life, where is it? Power of the tongue, right. You can't run off confessing before you get your thinking and believing right. Just let me read a few things to you. Yes, if you think right and believe right, your confession will be right, and power will be made available to you to frame your life as God intended to be framed. Yes. Do you want a better life? Yes. The second principle, believing the word, has to do with your heart or your spirit. The third principle, confessing the word, has to do with your mouth. The three go together, thinking, believing, and confessing. They work.
Yes, sir.
I know it personally.
Yes,
through experience. You are what you are and where you are today because of what you thought. What you believe and said yesterday. It's a spiritual law. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
God has given us his word to get our thinking, our mind straightened out. When I talk about the mind, I'm talking about mind religion, which deals only with positive thinking. In the face of sickness, members of this mind religion would deny that sickness exists. They say, I'm not sick, but they're thinking and believing all wrong. They're really not. They don't have the whole thing working together. Look at Romans 4:17 right quick. I'm just hearing, Holy Spirit?
Holy Spirit,
my God, help me with this. There's some parts I want to get to before I close this Sunday. I have to make sure that I get this out before I close. So much stuff here.
You can create your world by faith. I know I told you to a scripture, you write it down, read it. By that same principle and method of speaking words of faith, you as a believer can create in your life the things that you want, the things that God wants you to have. So you got to create it, all right? It's so simple, most people miss it. They're trying to pray it through when you can say it. They're trying to be good enough. How many of y'all ever been guilty of just trying to be good enough?
Yes,
trying to be good enough is not enough.
Amen.
It's not your goodness and ability that enable you to speak words of faith and frame your world. It's God's goodness and His ability. Just listen to me a few minutes. When you speak His word in faith, you put His ability to work on your behalf. Now listen very carefully, because you'll miss this. The way God created this world is the pattern He has given you as a believer to create or frame your own world. And God, in the, I think the first chapter of Genesis, it says, and God said.
Yes, sir.
And God said.
Yes, sir.
What you saying? To frame your world, you must first know you can frame your world.
Yes, sir.
You can set your life in order and align it with God's will, which He has laid out for you in His word. Listen, God will be there to bring every situation in line with His word if you cooperate with Him.
Yes.
Your thinking, believing, and speaking has to be right. Your thinking, believing, and speaking has to be right. You might be thinking, it's impossible to have every situation in life turn around for good. The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Look at Luke 18:27 quickly. I got to close. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God.
Thank God.
My life will never be the same,
again.
I'm ready
to yield
to the Holy Ghost.
To the Holy Ghost.
He will instruct me.
He will enlighten me.
I'm being invited
to a higher life.
This very day.
And I know how to do it.
Keep my body under control.
Keep my mind under control.
And yield to my spirit.
It's
very simple. That's it. That's it. That's what I done 50-some years ago. My body still won't do the same old thing, go out there and act a fool. Your body too, you just lie. That body loves the street. Come on. Who wouldn't say if all of us would go to hell tonight? Be right back out in the street. Come on, don't look so holy. Don't be looking holy at me. I know what that body will do, that body and that mind. You know what it'll do? Yes. It ain't saved. You have overcome them, little children, because greater is He that's in you than He that's in the world. That's why we're here. That's why you're here this morning. You wouldn't be here if you didn't love God. You're here because you love God. I like this. The things that are impossible with men are possible with God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So let me put them both together. You might be thinking it's impossible to have every situation in life turn around for good. The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Get out of your senses and get out of your mind and get in your spirit, and you're going to start thinking like God. Let me clog it close, man. The faith of God brings you into a supernatural realm in which you can call those things that be not as though they were. If you begin looking at situation or circumstances, it may seem as if nothing is happening. That's why you're thinking, believing, and speaking. You ever saw a record got stuck? Thinking, believing, and speaking. Thinking, believing, and speaking. They got to be in divine order. Thinking, believing, and speaking. Notice I didn't say nothing, ma'am, about feeling. Thinking, believing, and speaking. Say it. Thinking. That's how you're framing your world. Thinking like God. Believing like God. And speaking like God. See, some of y'all and I, see, some of y'all think I'm getting irreverent here. Hi. No, he designed for you to think like him, to believe like him, and to speak like him. Religion might teach you something else. Tradition might teach you something else, but you divinity. You have divine abilities on the inside of you. What did he say? And they're ready
to be
used
now.
And I'm going to use them. I have God's character. I have God's ability. I have God's anointing. I have God's life. I have God's power. I have God's insight. I have God's strength. I have God's illumination. I have God's revelation. I have God's demonstration on the inside of me. I'm not a regular person. I'm born of His Spirit. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I hear the word of God. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I'm going to speak over my life every day, every hour, every moment, every situation. I want to praise God. I want to give Him the glory. Spirit, soul, and body. If I miss it, I'm going to confess it. I'm going to repent, and I'm going to get right back on the road.
I'm free
right now,
in Jesus' name.
Pastor wants you to know he loves you. And I'm called Tolo Mashaka. I'm going to preach the truth to you. Because I want you to have the best. In this life and the life to come, I want you to have the best. That's my assignment. My life is to watch over your life. Tell you the truth. Stop living in the past. Stop trying to live in the future. Where you gonna live? Repent and forget what you done wrong. Everybody miss God sometimes. I'll tell them again, Lord. You are loved. Know it. Right now, I'm talking to you. I said, you are loved.
Right now. You design to love God more than anything else. Told me to tell you, you're going to make it. No matter what you're going through right now. He said, tell you, you're going to make it. Tell the person next to you, you're going to make it. Tell them, you got what it takes to make it. Tell them, this morning, the supernatural is up on you. Choir, get up here quick. Praisers, get up here quick. The supernatural is upon you. The supernatural. Tell somebody, the supernatural is on me. Miracle. Sign. And wonder is on my life right now. I think I'm going to use them. Every day of my life. Walk by faith and not by sight. Led by the Spirit and not led by the flesh. I'm blessed. I'm going somewhere to happen. I'm happy. I got joy. I got peace. I got help. I got money. I'm prosperous.
I'm prosperous
right now.
Right now.
I'm out of debt.
I'm out of debt.
Right now.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, y'all get up y'all, because I need quick. Y'all get up y'all quick. Get up y'all quick. All right, y'all get ready for me to call y'all, because it's the way the Lord working this. Come on. Now dance like you're healthy, and dance like you're wealthy, and dance like you're blessed, and dance like you're forgiven, and dance like you're holy, and dance and dance and dance. Give God the glory. Come on, sing.